This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After allegations of sexual harassment and reports of a toxic workplace culture, there's news the CEO, chairman of a prominent financial technology startup, is stepping down. Mike Cagney runs Social Finance, or SoFi. It's not hard to find companies with self-inflicted messes. Uber comes to mind. I wanted to consult Adam Grant, a professor of psychology at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Management, who's written about resilience. How can an embattled outfit move forward without losing the good people? Hi, Adam.
Glad to be back.
This puts a lot of pressure on the people who are keeping the trains running within the organization, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, I think the temptation is to go into firefighting mode and just focus all your energy on the crisis. But you do actually have to continue producing your products, delivering your services, running your processes. And I think it's important to stabilize that along with dealing with the crisis.
And not just that, but also keeping the good people. Because when your company's a mess, people start looking around.
Yeah, and the first people to leave are usually your star performers who have an easy time finding offers elsewhere. And in fact, might have already been turning down some of those outside offers and then start thinking, wait a minute, maybe I should jump off the ship before it sinks.
Can you think of a business that found itself in a mess that managed this in an appropriate way?
I think it's easier to find the examples of organizations that have royally screwed this up. You know, when you look at the systematic mistakes companies make, you say, look, you've got to establish some degree of procedural justice. Which basically means, look, even if the outcome was bad, the process was fair. And usually procedural justice has three components. One is you make it clear that there is a neutral decision maker at play. The second is giving people a voice. The third one is making sure that people actually know, you know, what are you actually trying to accomplish here? Are you after, you know, maximizing profits, preventing losses, repairing trust?
Now, what we've been talking about in part here, but not fully addressing, is this issue of layoffs, downsizing, often that accompanies a company in crisis, right?
It's the knee-jerk reaction of a lot of executives. And yet, there's a massive study of over 5,000 downsizings over half a decade at S&P 500 firms. They didn't, on average, improve profits, and they didn't do any better than the firms that were able to avoid downsizings through alternatives like pay cuts or restructurings. And when you break that down, downsizings, they just destroy motivation and productivity. You begin to focus really narrowly on how do I keep my job as opposed to how do I help the company through this crisis. You lose trust and loyalty in management. And then I think the craziest part is that roughly 80% of the time, managers end up having to replace the very people that they fired.
Well, there you have it from a management professor. Adam Grant's latest book, co-authored with Sheryl Sandberg of Facebook, is called Option B, Facing Adversity, Building Resilience and Finding Joy. Adam, thank you.
Thanks, David.